Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Wow. Hey, folks, I'm on live chat right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you ever want to know why you have a left, just go ahead and look at how the grown-ups are acting right now. If the truth is attacking, then I guess so be it. But I'm sticking to the side of the of truth here, the Word of God, the Constitution. I'm not here to receive the approbation of men. That doesn't set men free. The truth does. Furthermore, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. So you can just keep going on by playing the victim because it's not flying here. It never has and it never will. I'd say, again, look what the grown-ups have done with this country, friends. We need to stick to the word. We need to stick to the plan. And when people want to ignore that, don't do it on my site, period. If anybody's attacking anybody, it's you attacking the facts, and I'm not going to put up with it. Friends, if you want to check us out online, please do. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live, jump on live chat, or you can call in 1-866-582-9933. You can also go over to Before It's News if you'd like to do that, friends. And, again, watch us live and jump on to live chat. We appreciate our friends. We appreciate the trust and their input and insights. We were just talking about the good, bad, and the righteous, and I'm going to go over to Martin Luther King Jr. right now. What I'm doing, friends, is showing you how the world, the revisionists, have labeled men of old that have been men of God who bore the fruit, Matthew 7:16, that want to dummy down the population in the present to believe that they were something that they were not. George Washington was not a deist in any sense of the word. Look what's on his casket, my goodness. I am the resurrection and the life. Hello. Oh, my goodness. So let's get over to Martin Luther King. I spent time with Martin Luther King Jr., I don't want to say his sidekick because I don't mean to be disrespectful in any sense of the word, disrespectful, but I spent 3 hours with the mayor, Andrew Young, who was on the front lines with Martin Luther King Jr., Michael King, as well as the guy that was standing next to him when he got shot at the Lorraine Motel. Back in 1968, Billy Kyle. And I also spent some time with the DOJ, Roger Wilkins, who was a part of that whole movement as well. So I got firsthand experience as to know who Martin Luther King Jr. was. I asked many questions. Is this true, what I heard? Absolutely not. It kept coming back to J. Edgar Hoover, who was a homosexual, by the way, who had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr., who wanted to destroy him at every given step. So the media campaigns, the smear campaigns that came out, were always initiated from none other than that sodomite J. Edgar Hoover from the FBI. Just wanted you to know that, okay? But a lot of people today, well, he's a communist. That's what they've been told. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. And I'm telling you here firsthand, friends, that that wasn't true in any sense of the world. Word, back in the 1970s, he was on Michael Douglas' show, and there was some wannabe singer on there that called him out and said, well, what do you think when people say that you're a communist? And Martin Luther King kind of chuckled back and said, a communist? Because I hardly believe that a Baptist preacher could be a communist. He's exactly right. So let's dispel those lies. Martin Luther King. What about Martin Luther King Jr.? Michael King. He was again called a communist. Well, the problem with that is he's again a Baptist preacher. And a preacher's job, of course, again, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin, to break the bands of wickedness, not to enslave, but to set them free. John 8:32. Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, friends. Okay? So let's get this straight. Hey, folks, people say things about me all day long. The problem is they accuse me of what I'm not guilty of. And if you want to accuse me of being an austere man, listen, I'm just holding to the Word of God. And I'm resolute there. I'm not going to move from that to appease other people. It's just that simple. I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep his precepts. Precepts means that which God has entrusted unto us. And you see, if he's entrusted unto us his word, then let's hold to it. Okay? Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Matthew 7. Matthew 7 to the halfway mark on the chapter. Eric Liddell. My son came in the other day and said, Dad, Eric's last name is Little. It's not Liddell. And I said, well, I've watched documentaries where they call him Liddell, and then I've watched other stuff where they call him Eric Little. So let's just say it for what it is, Eric Liddell or Eric Little, whatever you prefer, okay? Well, over 70 years ago, Eric Little, this remarkable man, did a remarkable thing. Eric Little of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which his faith taught him that he would violate the Sabbath. He obeyed God rather than man. Okay? Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just like the patriarchs of the faith. But what did the people of his country label him in Scotland because he obeyed God? Did you know that they called Eric Liddell Little? Did you know that they called him a traitor? Can you believe that? No, a traitor is like that of Luke 22:48 when it comes to the likes of none other than Judas, who betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. No, Eric Liddell, Eric Little, was doing just the exact opposite. He was holding to the truth. Okay? Now, as we know from the Academy Award-winning film, Chariots of Fire, Liddell Little managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter for which he had not trained. Later in the week, Liddell Little won the race and was showered with Olympic glory. Friends, who was honored? Who was glorified? Jesus was. Because what he did is he lived the word. I've heard this said before. A preacher was famous for saying, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Well, folks, the fact of the matter is we know that's not true because we know that we're called to preach the word, we're commanded to preach the word, but it's a great analogy of how we're supposed to live our lives. Okay? And so it is. And that's exactly what Eric Little did. Scotland, his own people, rejected him because he obeyed God by calling him a traitor. He would not be the traitor against God. He would not commit the act of treason against God. He was not an infidel, friends. He was not treacherous, unfaithful in the word of God. And instead of cashing in, Eric turned his back on fame and fortune and followed his parents and their footsteps, becoming a missionary in China, where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow humans were made. Cool. Okay? So they tried to call him a bad guy too, but he wasn't. He was the good guy. Now, Benedict Arnold, many thought he was it, man. This guy was like cooler than sliced bread. See, everybody thought that he was a patriot. Patriot, by the way, means to define, Webster's 1828, to uphold dying laws, when in fact he was tearing them down. See, everybody thought that he was a patriot, yet when he was exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. Read Article 3, Section 3. Americans have been conditioned to allow this to happen all day long concerning politicians. In July of 1780, Arnold sought and obtained command of the fort at West Point. He already had begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Major Andre and was closely involved with the Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment. Highlighting Benedict Arnold, talking about the good, the righteous, and the bad. The good, bad, and the ugly, friends, however you want to say it. Getting our discerners going today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Benedict Arnold right now and how he chose West Point for its strategic importance. And I'm also highlighting, friends, how there was long correspondence between General Sir Henry Clinton. Wonder if there's any relation to Billy Bob. In New York City through Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in the command over a loyalist regime to the British. Arnold was offered to hand, or actually Benedict Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for today's dollars, $3 million back then. And a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for its strategic importance. The Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with British forces in Canada. A move that would have split the North from the South. His plans were completely thwarted when Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold. Andre was carrying documents that disclosed the plot and which incriminated Benedict Arnold. And Andre, by the way, was hung publicly by none other than George Washington, because George Washington knew that if the American cause was put into jeopardy by not bringing about justice and hanging Major Andre, he was only going to encourage others in doing so. Do you understand now, friends, how judgment guards our liberty? Just for the record. Going to the next one. What of Ben Franklin? Here's another one. Just like they said, the revisionists have painted or attempted to paint a picture of none other than George Washington. Ben Franklin, one of the least religious signers of the Constitution, right? We're told that. As the governor of Pennsylvania, he issued statewide prayer proclamations. He recommended Christianity in public schools. He was a financial supporter of one of the Great Awakening preachers, George Whitefield. Ben Franklin boosted church attendance. He also called for chaplains in daily prayer at the constitutional conventions. Oh, and did I forget to tell you that Ben Franklin also said at the foundation of this country, an atheist was unknown, and so was adultery. How contrary to the mind that's at enmity with God. how contrary to the mind that's at enmity with God. Going to Benjamin Franklin and primitive Christianity, did you know that Ben Franklin said, listen to this, friends, whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. And how do most people think of him today? As a deist. Oh, he's one of the least religious signers. He was. But the fact of the matter is, the least religious back then, folks, is someone that's full bore in their professed Christianity in America today. I can tell you that for sure, with no question about it. Or none could be proposed anyways, concerning questions. What about Jesus Christ, friends? Let's get to the spiritual side. We're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. We're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, right? And how the revisionists would have us believe the opposite of what is true. Isaiah 5:20. Read it when you get a moment. Well, let's go to Jesus. The Pharisees said of Jesus, listen, the light of the world, the Son of God. This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. By the way, the Pharisees claimed to be the seed of Abraham, which they were, in fact, but they weren't born of the Spirit of God. See, those that were born of the flesh persecuted those that were born of the Spirit of God. And that's exactly what they did. They said, the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day, said, this man, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Matthew 12:24. Jesus answered in John 8:49-50, I am not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me, and I seek not my own glory. There it is right there, friends. You want to know the difference between a righteous and an unrighteous man? What glory does he seek, his own or the Lord's? Jesus said, I seek not my own glory. But look how the world labels men of righteousness to be the contrary. What of the Son of God? Beelzebub? Really? John 7:12 says, and there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, Jesus, for some said that he was a good man. Those were the common people who heard him gladly. Others said, no, nay, but he deceiveth the people. See, Jesus didn't come to bring peace, friends. He comes and he brings a sword to divide. Read Matthew 10:34 when you get a moment. Okay? Remember what I just said. Again, friends, keep in mind, Jesus didn't wear a t-shirt that said, I come to tell the world that everything is good and it's okay. That's not at all what he said. He comes to bring the sword to divide. Friends, Ezekiel 44:23. Read that when you get a moment. Again, do you remember when Jesus said to his brother in John 7:7? He said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify of it, that the works there are evil. You know, again, I want to remind people that call themselves Christians, are you preaching against the sins of the world? Are you preaching the message, Matthew 3:2, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Because if you're not, you have no part in this lot. You have no understanding in Scripture. The Bible says, let me say it this way. You might have a head knowledge of the Word, but you don't have an experience with the Word. You don't have the testimonies, which is the very gift of prophecy. And the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. And those that just have an understanding in their head of the Word of God, I'm sorry, not an understanding, but a knowledge of the Word of God, and nothing more, friends, the letter killeth. The letter killeth. Those that have the Spirit of God, I'm telling you what, they have wisdom. And you know what wisdom is, right? Having knowledge, what's in your head, when it falls down into your heart through experience, you have knowledge, but now you know how to use it. That's called wisdom. And there's very few that have that. What about in John 15:25 when he said, they hated me without a cause? Do you remember this? Okay, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Oh, remember in John 15:17-19, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Hey, folks, I know what people say about Jesus all day long. And I'll tell you what, I don't sit there, I defend the Word of God. Here, let me say it this way. You need to defend the gospel no more than a lion does defend himself. Because the Word of God is like a lion, let it loose, it will defend itself. It's exactly right. we as Christians hold to the Word. We defend what the Word of God says. We reprove, we correct, we instruct. 2 Timothy 3:16, friends. Because we know that the inspiration of that Word that's within us by the power of the Holy One of God, we understand what it's like to have life in the Son of God, right? Because to he who hath Son hath life, to he who hath not the Son hath not life. We can make the distinction there. We stand as living epistles for the world to read as we move through operation of the Holy Ghost by faith. Okay? And the reason I'm saying that again, friends, is because I want people to understand that what we're highlighting here is, friends, look what the world says about Christians. I had a guy just shortly, he was mocking the Word. And I'll tell you what, hey, dude, you go ahead and mock all that you want, but he who spits against heaven will surely fall against his own back. And you have a lot to learn that you think you're going to go ahead and mock God and not understand that God is not mocked. Galatians 6:7. I'm here to tell you it's not a good road to get on because it won't last long. That road will be cut short if you keep playing that game. Rest assured. Again, that's the history of the world. People want to dare the justice of God. And then once they get it, they try to figure out what just happened. Now, is the Lord one that desires the death of the wicked? No, the Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. But when you want to step out and keep daring His mercy and His justice and His goodness, you're going to get His goodness. And you're going to see a just and a holy God sooner or later because it's only going to go so far before there's a response. Ask Voltaire. Ask the likes of Benito Mussolini. Ask Adolf Hitler. Ask Mao Zedong. Ask Joseph Stalin. Ask Pol Pot. Ask any folks, we have people that are alive today that are daring the justice of God. Who are they? They're liars. They're thieves. They're murderers. They're adulterers. They're perjurers. They are those that have other gods. They are those that serve other gods. They are those that take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. They are those that break the Sabbath. That's who they are. Those that remain in their sin, the Bible clearly says that they're going to die in their sin. And so it is. And I'm trying as a preacher of the Word of God to make sure that you understand that it's not a game that you want to play. Because you are not promised tomorrow. Let me remind you that over 144,000 people every day on this planet die unbeknownst to them. Just think about that. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. We're going to come back to King David. King David said, I am hated for my love. Whoa! Wait, we all know as Christians that these were the good guys, but we hear the talk of man too, fallen man, and what they like to say against the righteous, and it's not true. I'm here to give you the truth. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. With the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%, many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available. Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000
for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about King David, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. And again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What about King David? Well, folks, I mean, history has it. The righteous are the ones that are persecuted for doing righteousness, right? Right? If you go to Psalm 109, 1 through 4, again, remember Jesus said you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake. Well, listen to the seed of David. Okay, let's go back to David, the seed, right? Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with the lying tongue. They compassed me about also with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. I'm seeing this right now in live chat. Right? We got people on there right now that should know better, that are calling themselves the victims, that are doing nothing but attacking. Right? And they're attacking the truth, but they're playing the victims. It's just so immature. And if you want to know why we're divided, that's all you have to do is look what's coming out of your mouth. You're parroting the very things that are unconstitutional. You're parroting things that are unchristian. And then you wonder why you're divided. Oh my goodness, here it is. And I'm not going to have it, just for the record. It's the same thing with any Christian, man. You know, Charles Spurgeon said, the more that you walk with God, and the closer that you walk with God, the lonelier you're going to be. Why? Because you're sticking to the Lord's plan. Right? Be like John and James and Peter. The ones that always stuck to the Lord. The sons of thunder. And Simon Peter. But again, going back to King David, friends, look at this. I mean, they compassed me about with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. They fought against me for merely preaching the word of God. They fought against me without a cause for doing the right thing. And they were doing the wrong thing. Well, wasn't that why Cain killed Abel? Yes, it was. And we're seeing this all day long, and we're seeing the CIA-controlled media continuously inundate the American people with this propaganda to further divide the American people. Why? So he can be easily conquered. That's why. You know, in verse 5, speaking of King David, Psalm 109, it says, "And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love." Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, it really bothers me when I see my friends that are good cops. They pull somebody over for breaking the law, or they deal with a robber, or they deal with some sort of criminal. What do those criminals do when they get pulled over by the cop? They get incarcerated, thrown in jail. Them pigs. Isn't it interesting? They're calling the good guy pigs. Why? Because the pigs have been exposed for being the pigs that they are, that return to their mire. Right? I live it all day long. Hey folks, here's another thing. How many times for sticking to the word have I gotten in trouble? And A.W. Tozer was right. He said that when you're right with God, more than not, you're going to be in trouble with man. That's right. That's exactly right. I remember when I first got saved. Again, 20 years ago, I remember when my mom called me up. And she said, "You know, everybody wants to know what happened to you." I said, "What do you mean what happened to me? Because I don't come to Thanksgiving and listen to you guys talk bad about other people and run them down and talk about how bad this is and how bad that is? And now all of a sudden, you know what made me bad friends? You know, or here, let me say this, and let me just add one more. Are you better than we are? Oh, I've heard that. Are you holier than thou? I've heard that from preachers for sticking to the Word of God. No, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, period, okay? You're the bad, okay? And if I'm in the Word, then I'm standing in His righteousness, not my own, okay? And furthermore, I'm not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard, and you're offended at Him. He that despiseth the Word of God, holiness, despiseth not man, but God, Scripture tells us in Thessalonians. And it's exactly right. I can honestly say, and if my wife was down here right now, we could go off on this. I can honestly say for every person that I've known in ministry over the last 20 years, and I've been a part of them in ministry, I can honestly say before God, I have never had an ill will towards them. My objective, as it is right now, as it is with, I spend more time with my kids avoiding doing things that might get them hurt that God has forbid. The Bible says in Psalm 19, verse 11, "By them thy servant is warned." Hey, let me ask you this. If there's a stop sign on a four-way stop, it's a good idea for me to stop, because if those stop signs weren't there, you're going to have a major collision, right? Or what about this? When you go into Minneapolis, you see these signs that say, danger, thin ice. Are those guys, is good government posting those signs because they hate us? Are they posting those signs because they want to see something bad happen to us? Or the contrary? "By them thy servant is warned." No, those signs are put up because God gave His law, because He loves. He looks to preserve, to protect, that you might know longevity in this life. Your 70 or 80 years that are promised to you. Psalm 80, read it when you get a moment. How many, as I've stood, looking out for the good of people, where they've turned on me? I could give you prophetic situations that were just word of knowledge, word of wisdom, gift of prophecy, where these people were your best friends for a moment. And listen here, let me say it this way, and I wish my wife was in here right now. I really do. Hey, Judah? Hello? Judah, can I get Mom down here, please? Can I get Mom in here? I'm a back watcher. I'm a back watcher. I learned young on as a kid, because my mom used to walk into our bedroom, she'd be beaten up and she'd be bloody, literally, to take the burdens of others and work it out for them. Do I believe that that was the devil? Nope, I don't. I believe that it was dropped on me at a very young age, and I didn't know how to work it out until I began to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling, and I did that. But I am a back watcher. I always have been. I'm just talking about right now, and I need to hear for this, okay? I've been in ministry for 20 years, and I'm talking about the good, bad, and the righteous right now. And how the good and the righteous, and I'm talking about Jesus right now, and I'm talking about King David. Now I'm going to go over to Elijah. But isn't it interesting how when they stayed in the Word of God, they were always abused for, or they were always abused for doing the right thing by the bad people, but the bad people would label them as the bad people. They were the bad people are attempting to label them as the bad people. Just like they called Jesus Beelzebub, they called David. He said, "I was hated for my love," mm-hmm. And the list goes on. And but I was just talking about in ministry how many times I've been the one to watch someone's back and giving them the word where they'll turn on you in an instant when it's no longer advantageous to their sinful lifestyle. And it's interesting, they'll listen to the word of God out of context, where it appeases their flesh. That word to mortify, right? And those that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. That doesn't apply to the modern gospel. They don't want to hear that kind of stuff. But when you give them the absolute word of God and you show them the absolute straight and narrow and difficult is the way, they almost act like you're there to get them. They act like you're trying to get one over on them. They try to act like you're acting like you're preeminent over their lives. And I just said on the radio, I don't think there's been one individual in my life as a Christian man where I've ever felt like I meant them ill will, ever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we see this all the time.
Yeah.
And we still see it all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing how most people, unless they understand the cross, which is the symbol of Christianity, want to take the easy road. So when you tell people hard things, a person that understands the cross and the Word of God takes that as correction is grievous to those that forsake the way, right? But people, when you give them the truth, sometimes they think, oh, well, you're just, like you said, it's an attack, you're coming against me. No, you have nothing to gain by giving people the truth.
But you see this okay, let's take it to the kids. We see this with the kids.
Yeah.
That when you tell them no, it's almost, and I'm talking about the big kids too, because I was just talking about on my live chat a moment ago, look at the grown-ups have done with this world.
Oh, I know.
Okay. But let's talk about the kids real quick. They act like you're trying to withhold something from them because they can't have what they want. See, I can go on a different channel with that, too. They're not ready for it in many cases, but they get mad at you for withholding them from the harm that's in front of them that you've experienced before, but you've now learned that the Lord does it because He loves, not because He hates.
Absolutely, and wisdom...
Did that make sense?
Yes, and just another analogy to go along that with it. So, you kind of have to teach your kids the value of certain things, the value of money, the value of this, the value of that. And it's interesting because one of our kids recently had gotten a job, and he realized, boy... I would have to work so many hours if I wanted to go and eat at this restaurant. Well, before, I'd be like, oh, sure, let's go eat at this restaurant or do this or that. But when he realized the value of how much work it takes to go into eating at a restaurant like that, he didn't understand that. But wisdom is saying, listen, we know because we've been there, we've done that. We know that it's expensive to eat at this place, is to do this or that or whatever the case might be.
Do this or that?
This or that. But he understood that after he got his own job, it's like, wow, I have to work real hard if I'm going to do that or if I want to do this or that.
Yeah.
Now he understood by testimony what wisdom was trying to teach him in the first place.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes
why is it that when young people, and this is a wide brush, this goes across to all ages, but we're speaking of children right now.
Yep.
Why is it that when you know already what that young kid is thinking and what he wants to do, how he may not be ready for it yet, and when you withhold it from him, he looks back at you and says, you know what, you do this because you hate me.
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Yeah, and
can you imagine how many times we've done that to the Lord?
Right.
And he gives us the truth. We get mad about the truth. But you know what? Thank God for grace and mercy that conforms us into the image and likeness of the Son of Jesus Christ.
And he knows we're ready for it. We're ready to receive
exactly
it.
Exactly right. I'm going to come back to Luke 13:34. If you get a minute, read it before we come back. And then we're going to get on over to Elijah. And then I'm going to give it over to my bride. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Here, listen, just like I was telling you earlier, I want you to listen carefully, okay? This is an identifiable earmark to this ministry. It always has been since day one. Even before I was saved, the gifts were still there because they are irrevocable, okay, and without repentance. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the Bible says in Luke 13:34, which killest the prophets. Why did they kill the prophets? Because they were the ones pointing the finger. They were the ones calling them out for their sins before a just and a holy God. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Oh, America, America, which killeth them that tell you the truth and stonest them that are sent unto you. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings? And you would not. That's exactly right. People in this country, they reject the truth to their own demise. And listen, if I have to keep driving the point and drive, folks, oftentimes I'll find myself reiterating the same point, not because of a lack of knowledge, but because it bubbles up in heart, because the people need to hear it. It's not tedious for me to do that, as Paul said in the book of Philippians, verse 1, chapter 3. And so it is. When we continuously hit these things, it's to lay the axe to the root of the tree. Okay? I don't want to deal with the symptoms. I want to deal with the cause. You want to deal with the fruit on the tree, that's fine. I don't want to do that. The Bible says lay the axe to the root of the tree. Drop the tree. And I'm talking about the tree of corruption. And if you look at John the Baptist, it's exactly what he did. He reproved Herod for all of his evils. That's what he did. And why was he doing that? He was doing that in the face of the people so that they might understand that King Herod was corrupt. And that's what prophets do, man. That's scripturally through and through. What about Elijah? I'm going to give you one more. And talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. I love this topic because it really does. It exercises your discernment. And then there's Jeremiah as well. There's Paul as well. And then the disciples as well. It's craziness. But let's get to Elijah really quick. What about Elijah? Do you remember that, and again, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous, remember he was labeled the troubler of Israel? If you go to 1 Kings 18, 17, 18, now I want to ask you something, Christians that know the word. Was Elijah the troubler of Israel? Yes, he was, by bringing the sword of the truth, right? That divided. Remember, Elijah that said, in the face of King Ahab and Jezebel, you have Bill and Hillary Clinton, right? In modern times, no joke. It's interesting to note that he said to the people, how long will you falter between two opinions? America, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either you're on the side, just like Moses, and he said, those that are on the Lord's side, get over here, and those that are not, go over there. Okay, and what did he tell those that came unto him? Go deal with those that were over there. I'm not talking about killing, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm not talking about a physical warfare, but if it comes to that, I am, because that is common sense, right? But look at this account, 1 Kings 18, 17 through 18. This is Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab, the wicked king, saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but you have, thou, and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. That's right. But who is Balaam? The god that they created that suited their sins. It's just like many people today in the church or in politics. They look at a politician, and because they like his personality, they begin to conform to him. And yet we're not to do that. We're to conform to the lawgiver in Jesus Christ. Okay, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, and we're created in the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. To a politician, friends, what is it? It's not his job to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own ungodly image, but that's what he's doing today, and there's many people that worship him rather than the Word of God. These are the ones that are faltering between two opinions. They want their foot on the fence. They want one foot in the world, and they want one foot in the church. I want to tell you something. That fence right down the center is owned by the devil. And the Lord will have nothing to do with you. How long will you falter between two opinions? So if you see, when you go to Isaiah 59, 12 through 14, the Bible says, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, God. Okay? God. And our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities we know them, and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. And judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter in. Why? Because the people no longer hold to the word of God. They no longer hold to the Christ. They give themselves over to politicians. They give themselves over to their favorite preachers. Man, I'm always talking these both sides. Always going here, always going there, always in the natural, always going to the spiritual. And it's what we're continuously doing here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen, pay attention to verse 15 in Isaiah 59. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. So when you begin to follow the Lord, guess what, friends? You make yourself a prey. Oh, it's true. Oh, it's true. It's there. But I'll tell you what, you make yourself a prey, you can either make yourself a sheep, or you can make yourself a follower of Christ, who spoke boldly and not as the scribes. Okay? He spoke as one having authority. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28, friends, that he makes the righteous bold as lions. You're not walking around talking your tail. Study the men of God from the turn of the century, friends. Men, wicked men, feared the church. They feared men of God in the church because they understood what happens if you touch the Lord's anointed. It's not good that they're going to reap it sooner or later. Okay? But look at that. When you depart from evil, America, you make yourself a prey. Look at your government's doing today. Look what the church is doing today. They're equating love to hate now, and hate to love. They're equating darkness to the light and light to the darkness, Isaiah 5:20. I mean, they got you thinking backwards because that's what you're giving yourself to. You give yourself to the Word of God, you're going to have the mind of Christ, and you're going to understand because he's going to anoint your eyes as to what you're dealing with in every given scenario. Again, let me say this. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. So, again, let's put things into context. It's the evil calling the righteous the wicked, or labeling the righteous as wicked men. We need to get this right, okay? Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. Folks, there is Jeremiah we could talk about. There is Paul that we could talk about. There's the disciples that we could talk about. These are just the tip of the iceberg. But I think over the last 2 hours, we covered much of it. So with that, I'm going to give you my bride. Steph, what is it that you have to say?
Well, I want to just talk with folks about, you know, it's coming up to the end of the year with Thanksgiving officially over. It is officially the Christmas season, which we love the Christmas season, a season of giving, a season of hope. Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. But I want to talk with some of our listeners who have been listening for quite some time, or maybe even those of you who are new to the Sons of Liberty. You have been blessed by this program. And now Bradley has always said that we do not want to be a ministry that ever begs for money, but one that simply presents the need. I know that many people, when it comes down to the end of the year, they think, okay, I want to give final year-end contributions and donations. Where can I put my money where it's going to do the most good? For those of you who have listened to Sons of Liberty over the course of this year, know that we have never had the pedal to the metal, it's the best way I can describe it, more than this past year. We've been to Florida 3 different times, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Montana, Tennessee, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and more, preaching this message. And I've told people, you know, why do we do what we do? We're kind of burning the candle at both ends, you know.
Four ends.
You know, four ends is like north, south, east, and west. You know, you burn the candle at so many ends, and we just keep doing it. Why do you do it? Well, we do it so we can reach more people just like you. People who listen to the show.
It's people just like you that are keeping us out there.
Exactly.
Reaching other people just like you, because sheep begat sheep.
That's exactly right. And we've got people who have supported this ministry for quite some time with support on a monthly basis. We love our sons and daughters of liberty. I was just talking to one yesterday, and I said, we sincerely know that we're in this thing together. One part of the body is not more important than the other. We've got Christ in the head of us, but we could not continue to do what we do without your support. And he said, wow, you guys are just amazing in your family and what you do. But he's loving in demonstration and action by supporting this work to be able to reach out to other people. Because for those of you who are listening, you say, boy, if everybody in America heard this message, we have a different place. You're exactly right, but we need your help to continue to do that. So for those of you who maybe support the ministry on a monthly basis, but you say, you know what, at the end of the year I might be able to do a little more. We still have funds that are needing to be raised by the end of the year, and we would appreciate any support that you can do. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and there's a couple different options that you have. You can click on the Spread the Word button, which helps you and shows you how you can become a son or daughter of liberty. There's different levels of membership. You can choose which one is right for you, or you can create your own. There's a dollar a day one for $30 a day, $30 a month, $50 a month, $100, and it goes from there. But we need your support to be able to keep going. Or you can make a one-time year-end donation. Keep in mind, all your donations are tax-deductible. And another way that you can support, we just actually put this newsletter out today. It's going out. You know, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, click on our store button. You can find something for everyone on your Christmas list this season. The gospel message, what better gift to give than the gift of truth? So please support the ministry. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.